Yeah, that's the truth. I've got good insurance, but there's limits. We got two plans we can pick from, and one of them is got $1,000 per year, which, hell, you can hardly do anything, and you chewed that up. The other one's got, it was unlimited, which was incredible, but they made some changes. Now it's $5,000. So I'm on that one now, and so I can get $5,000 worth of work done per year at a pretty low out-of-pocket. So that's enough to get me squared away. I do got to get in, though. I'm such a child when it comes to dental work, you know, and I just can't take it. So I've been reluctant to go in. I've got definite problems. I don't know if I might need one more extraction. I'm not sure. I think I've had two extractions. I'm missing two teeth, but one of them is just in a weird spot where it's like right where you want to chew. And so I'm always chewing on the other side where I think I got a problem as well. So I don't know. I guess they could put in a fake one, whatever the hell they call that, a bridge or a implant or something like that. I just don't know what my insurance covers or doesn't cover as far as that goes. So, but I remember when I had my last extraction. It was agony until they pulled it. Once they pulled it, I was great. You know, I didn't have any problem after that. You know, a little discomfort with, you know, the gauze packing and that stuff. But really, once that was under control, I felt fantastic. So it was everything leading up to the extraction that was just horrible. They give me Vicodin after the extraction. I'm like, I don't need it now, Donald.